conditions reserve dry food. Whoever wrote this was smart to write that. Right, dry foods is underlined. Because there's a difference between dry and wet and liquidy. Okay, condition number one is that before you return it, but okay, let's start basic. Chazar means returning. So we're talking about over here where this was on the fire when Shabbos started, and I took it off on Shabbos, and now I want to return it to the fire. Chazar means to return. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, number one, it has to be fully cooked. Fully cooked.
Now we say fire, that's a block, that's
not we can get to it. We can get, that's one of the conditions. Fully cooked. Number two is that, and the fire needs to be covered. Fire covered with a blech, okay?
There's rows of boys.
But they don't need especially because there's four or five tonight, you may.
Right.
Again, fully cooked, fire covered with a blech. Unless it's a hot plate, right? A hot plate does not need to be covered. Okay, so we'll get to it again. Unless it's a hot plate, there's no need to be covered. Okay, for chazara, chazara, returning something to the fire.
35% content.
So what's the whole shahis with what's the rack? What's the whole thing with putting tin foil over?
Okay, maybe we'll get to that soon. But we're doing bad now returning. For returning, you don't need. Now, tonight, number three is that when you take it off, when removed, you should have in mind to return. Tonight, number four is to hold on to pot while off the fire.
I heard that, Rebbe. Yeah. I don't know if I heard it from Rebbe or I heard from somebody that when you hold it, it can't just be like it can't be like this. It has to be like this. That if you were to let go,
So on a counter, it doesn't have to. If it's on a counter, then it's fine that it's on the counter.
But does it have to be your strength, or you can place it down and you have your hand on it like
I,
this?
I believe on a counter, it could be sitting on it. Just have your hand on it. Okay.
Well, that's what's it. Like you're not gonna let go.
Okay.
You have to hold on. Like if you let go, you return. Right?
Okay. Now what's it? Okay. So these are the tanaim that one should have. Now, which tanaim are ma'akev? Meaning, if you're missing the tanaim, you cannot return. Which one? So obviously number one, because if it's not fully cooked, you're gonna be on ma'bishul. So you won't be able to return it. Number two. That the fire has to be covered. That also you should make sure to have a blech. Number three and number four, if you're missing it, let's say we took it off, you did not have in mind to return it to the fire, or you were not holding on to it when you took it off, and you need to return it, you can return it. Okay? So three and four are tonight, which are the chatchila. If one's missing it, then it won't be a problem. Okay?
Does it need to be one or the other, or?
It's better that it should be one or the other. I mean, the chatchila have both.
Right.
Yeah, one or the other, we can get to it soon. Then,
by fire, it means black, right?
If you're missing both, yeah. Oh. Yes, we did.
I mean, that's just the fire not covered by
a block. What?
That's just the fire not covered by a block.
Then you can't return to the fire. What else is it covered by?
Does it need to be covered?
A fire, yeah. A hot plate, not.
Why can't you just cover the knot?
A hot plate doesn't need to be covered?
The chazarim sakin that the fire should be covered.
Rabbi, hot plate does not need to be covered?
For chazaro, it's a chazaro, right.
Oh, so I cover it for no reason? Everything.
Maybe you cover for a different reason, which we'll get to. If you want to put something on, not chazaro.
Oh, put
something in the steam of chatchila. Okay, now what does this question mean? All right, what are the rules for chant? Eat it.
No. I'm saying, like,
for a night. Ask that meter like, at chant.
There's so much to chant.
What?
I'm saying, like, people say, I can stir it if there's a black. I can't stir it if there's a black. I don't want to take the chant if it's there.
Okay, so basically, Friday night. You want to know. Friday night. Friday night. Okay. So what do we do Friday night? Right, the question is we want to take challenge from the challenge Friday night. We want to be able to still have this challenge Shabbos day. So let's work it out. If we're talking about a pot on a fire, right? So then you need to go through the scenario that we just learned. If it's a pot on the fire. If it's a pot on a hot plate, also like what we discussed, has to be fully cooked, and when you remove it, you should have in mind to return it, and if you can hold on to it, that's the best thing. But let's say it's a crock pot, right? If it's a crock pot, so I'm going to tell you a chiddush now. The halacha is, let's back you up before the chiddush. The halacha is that a pot on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, you're not supposed to take from the pot on the fire. You're always supposed to take the pot off, take out, and then fulfill the conditions and return the pot. Okay?
What?
Why?
Do you think you can take a shirt off the fire?
Right. It's fully cooked. Yeah. The shirt says he doesn't understand why. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that while the pot's on the fire, we don't take out. One thing, I didn't finish the sentence yet.
Sorry.
Once the pot's on the fire, we don't take out. The halacha is also that even after you remove the pot from the fire, we don't stir it while it's in the clearishin. A crock pot, you could scoop out even when it's on, it's still in the heating element.
What?
And I can go into the water right now. It's based on how a crock pot works, because a crock pot, you never stir. You're not supposed to stir. If you stir your crock pot, that means you have a broken crock pot. Your crock pot's made that you don't stir it.
Oh, so something you don't, so you, the chazar don't apply.
Then you never get the chazar.
Right? You have to take out the pot.
That's a crock pot. You can scoop out from the crock pot as long as it's fully cooked. But you gotta be careful, because if you take that cover off, and then you realize that your challenge is not fully cooked, you're not gonna be able to cover it. Why not? Because when you cover it, it's gonna cook quicker. That's awesome.
Wait, Friday night when my when I make a challenge Thursday night for my Friday night, I make a small challenge. Now I want to take challenge out.
Friday night?
Yeah, I could leave it in?
In a crock pot.
In a crock pot?
Yeah. You can leave it in?
You can
we've been doing it wrong all our lives.
My whole family, everyone would take it. Somebody crock pot, they don't hold it. Someone's holding it, somebody takes the story.
I'm not saying you did it wrong, I just told you a chiddush.
Rabbi, you can stop leaving it in, or you have to put the balls underneath it?
No, don't, then you're just going to ruin it.
Oh, if you put the balls, you're ruining it?
I hold you don't need the balls.
You don't need to put your balls in the big
chocolate. Somebody told me to
put the balls in.
You don't need a silver ball?
No, you don't.
Is there something I'm missing here?
You want the silver ball?
I make a small little baby challenge Thursday night or Friday night after the meal.
It's not a problem.
I never put on the challenge.
Not a problem. No. You don't need a blech in the inside? You don't
need a blech? Rabbi,
so crack bite, you have to cover anything?
A crack bite, the only time you'll have to put a blech there, which will be made from baking paper, is if you plan on taking the pot out. But based on what I told you, you don't have to take the pot out, then you're not going to need a blech. If you learn how a crock pot works, a crock pot never needs stir. You don't stir food in a crock pot. Yeah, the whole dinner gus is not shaykh, right?
You have to cover the temperature.
Okay, what does this question mean? How do you properly prepare a blech? So the idea of a blech is that the fire should be covered. The fire should be covered. Now, if you're using a fire, so then obviously if you put a foil, it's going to melt. So that's not going to be good enough for a blech. So you need one of those metal blechs.
You have to cover that in foil or just one thing like example?
Just one.
You don't need to put silver on top of the blech?
You don't have to take a thing out of the crock pot?
We need silver
on top of the
Not a hot
plate. What about the halacha? Bizarre, no.
So what is it? Let's talk about
you add salt.
What's that? We discuss right now why people put tin foil and why people put the upside down tin foil thingies upside down to create a hands to create a double layer when that's needed.
Let's talk about a hot plate. We're talking about a hot plate with no knobs. Okay, got that?
Okay.
What difference?
I didn't say anything yet to ask a question on, right? Well, so it's a Matias, a hot plate with no knobs. Okay. A hot plate with no knobs. Now, if you remember last week, we mentioned, or maybe in the share we mentioned in the Spanish, that what Chazal were worried about was adding heat to the fire, making the fire bigger to cook quicker. So if there's no knob, we don't have that chashash.
No chashash of what? Sorry.
Of making the fire, raising the fire to cook quicker. So therefore, the halach is by a hot plate. I can leave on the hot plate on Erev Shabbos, whatever I want, even if it's not half cooked, as opposed to on top of an open fire with no blech. It has to be at least half cooked. You hear that difference? On a hot plate, if it's not half cooked, I can leave it on the hot plate on Erev Shabbos. But on an open fire, it has to be at least half cooked.
You can never leave it on an open fire.
Oh, yeah. If it's half cooked, for Erev Shabbos, I can leave.
Into Shabbos, though?
It's half cooked.
I thought we said that we can't ever have an open fire, because if we do, then it come to raise it.
But when it's half cooked, we're not worried about that. Why? Because your food's going to burn if you raise it. So once it's half cooked, we're not worried about it. But if it's less than half cooked, so on an open fire, now it's on a hot plate, yeah. Another difference is, when we're talking about chazara that we just spoke about before. Chazara, returning something to the fire that was on the fire beforehand. Took off the soup, now I want to put the soup back. I took off the challenge, I want to put the challenge back. So onto a fire, it has to be covered with a blech, even though the challenge is fully cooked. But onto a hot plate, it does not need to be covered. However, if I want to take a challah out of the freezer to warm it up, or I want to take a kugel out of the fridge to warm it up, chicken schnitzel to warm it up. This was not on the fire before. I'm taking it out of the fridge to warm it up. Then I need to cover, and then I need to, besides have a blech on the open fire, I also need to take a pan and turn it upside down. On a hot plate, I just need to take a pan and put it upside down.
Does tinfoil do anything, or that's just...
It has to be raised. There has to be some air. Has to be some air. Could be even, you could take a pan and crush it down. There you go. You could crush it down.
There's no reason to put tinfoil on a blech, like ever.
A hot plate.
Yeah, I'll tell you why my wife puts tinfoil on. Probably in the shiva also, because it's a lot harder to clean. I once said, I was once talking about this, and guy said, so funny. Guy said that your wife puts on. I asked my wife, why are you putting on? She said, so I don't have to clean it.
That's a classic.
As long as there's no
knob. That's a classic master with a rebbe.
Right. It's a classic mice with the Rebbe,
right? Chassidus, a bunch of guys, they walk past the Rebbe's house. It's like Hanukkah night, and they see the Rebbe sweeping the floor. So they all start sweeping their houses, and they go, Rebbe, what's this whole Mr. Gas sweeping the floor in Purim? What's the Indian?
I'm Purim, it's Hanukkah.
Clean it up, everyone relax.
So regarding Chazara, you need to have the second pan, the elevated pan.
Regarding, not Chazara. Chazara means returning there. Regarding... It's called Nesina Lechatchila, putting something on for the first time. Mm-hmm. The kugel wasn't on when Shabbos started, it was in the fridge. Now I'm taking it out of the fridge to put it on.
And Shabbos started already.
Yeah.
That needs to go on the second pan.
The difference?
Yeah.
Chazar means I'm returning on, something that was on.
Right.
Nesina Lechatchila is putting stuff, but then you're upside down pan.
And for
Chazar,
you don't?
What?
For Chazar, you don't?
Right?
Wait, why do you need to upturn
the pan?
Wait,
Rebbe, for Chazar, you don't need
it?
Not really, yeah. Half-sikadeh is doing a pot of chalm that's on the fire with chalm in it. And then you're putting it on top of the pot of chalm. We use the term for this, but...
One second. So the whole point of the airspace can? Between the tins is if you ever want to put something back on the glove.
Yeah, from the fridge.
Maybe.
It wasn't yet on the glove.
Ah, so that's why they said you never need it for Friday night.
Rebbe, can I ask you a question real quick?
My blech at home. It's a long blech. Then it comes up a little bit, about let's say about this deep. My mom fills it with water and then puts a cover on it. That's a two-piece black.
You know why they made this black?
What? What's going on? I've never seen anyone else's house.
Now explain why you don't see it.
The black in my mother's.
Well, what
it's a Bukharian thing.
It's a long black. It comes up a little bit, about this much.
Yeah.
And she fills it with water, and then there's a cover that you put on top. That's a metal.
Never seen it before.
I'm saying why. Because this Rav Yid said before, Hefse Kedera. He's quoting the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you want to warm up a challah or your kugel, you need to put it on top of the challah pot that has in it food. That's what he says. This idea of putting an empty pan is a modern day chiddush which not all pais can hold of. And one of their big tainas is that in Shulchan Aruch it says you need food in the pot. So someone came up with a brilliant idea, We're gonna sell a blech where in the blech itself you can put water. So then you're following the Shulchan Aruch halacha. That one second, listen for a second, So he said we're gonna come up with an idea that now you could automatically within the blech be mekayim the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
So why don't you see in other people's houses?
Right.
Because other Rabbanim came along and said that there's a difference. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you need food? Because what happens is when there's a fire underneath the pot of Cholent, the Cholent takes in the heat of the fire, and then the Cholent gives off heat to warm up your challah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like double removed. You're not heating the challah up by the fire, you're heating up by the heat of the Cholent. Water, the heat goes straight through. So those Rabbanim didn't like this great, brilliant idea. But your mother liked the idea, so she's still on the
answer. Yeah, it probably enhances it. No, probably enhances the blood.
Yeah.
No, wait, it gets hotter.
That's where it came from.
So that case, you
but it's
nice.
A good blood?
No,
okay. One second, is that considered a space Shabbos day? Do I need to make that double thingy or no?
Or not?
No.
Right.
Chazara, do you need a double pan? Take out the spoon. Chazara, do you need a double pan?
Chazara,
do you need a double pan?
On
Shabbos?
On a blech?
On a
hapley?
No.
Can we go back with knobs then?
You wrote a script?
Yeah.
Knobs? According to all Paiskim, you do not need to cover the knobs. Rav Moshe writes, Toiv, that's a good thing to do.
You know that it doesn't fit? But it's the same halakha, not knobs. You said it over there. This is halakha without knobs. Oh, what are you talking about? Halakha with knobs? Yeah. Like a crock pot that has a knob? The halakha in yeshiva, the big one. That's like a crock pot with a knob that you need to have a blach.
In order to do chazara,
it doesn't make a difference.
Chazara, you need a cover. So that's right. For chazara, you need a cover. You need to cover with foil.
So it's not
okay, now the question that keeps it coming up, what about putting hot water into the challah? Okay. Is that one of the questions here?
No,
including challah. Well, it's
including challah. Okay. So hot water into the challah. So it goes like this. I have my hot water urn and I want to take water from the hot water urn into the challah. So theoretically, the best eitz would be is if you take your hapaev chalent and you bring it to the urn, and you hold the lower down, and you let the water, you press that water, and let it go straight into your chalent.
This is half cooked, whatever it is.
Oh, gang, we're talking about a Shabbos now.
Right.
It better be totally cooked. If it's not totally cooked, you have other issues.
It was cooked, meaning that you can eat it.
It's soft and ready to be eaten. It's not crunchy.
Like raw.
Not crunchy munchy.
So that would be the best thing. So, to bring the pot to the hot plate, to the hot water, and send some hot water into it. But a lot of people get nervous from that because the splashes and it hits the hot water and might make it flay shake, which they have what to worry about. Steam sometimes goes up and hits that water. So the second best thing would be, and this is what's agreed upon by some by skim, and this is what people do. You fill a cup with hot water and you go straight to the pot. You take the pot chalent off the fire, pour the water in.
It has to be off the crock pot.
Yeah, off the fire. I'm not talking about a crock pot. they made a pot of chalt. Take the pot off the fire, pour the water in, and then put the pot back on.
And if it's okay?
If it's a crock pot, so then you could, if it's fully cooked, you can pour the water in benachas. Okay, I mean, don't
open up.
Don't splash it in, pour it in.
And it could be on the fire. You don't need
to bring the crock pot to the
yeah, that would be the best idea. That would be the best thing, I said.
Ah, can be in the crock.
That would be the best thing.
But then you can't make like, what's it called out of it, no? You can make coffee out of that urn.
Why not? The steam doesn't come up strong enough to create a problem.
We're not mixing chalk
and there's Rabbi Lerner. Oh, yes.
You don't. If you mix your chalk and your crock pot, then you don't have any of that tamer again.
Why can't you mix the chalk?
It's not made. You're breaking your crock pot.
No, I'm saying if you mix the chalk, just mix the chalk.
If you mix your chalk and crock pot, then you don't have any of that tamer I gave you for crock pot.
You can never mix chalk.
Almost positive.
It's not made. The whole crock pot is built. It's a slow cook. It's built. The whole thing is built with the airspace in between, and the whole thing.
If somebody mixes their chalk, then
you don't have my terem. My terem is if you have a crock pot that works and you keep the rules.
Yeah. I mean this.
Yeah.
Some people hold that this is treif, that this water, this hot water urn, is treif. Because there you go with the coffee, with the milk, the steam, machamish, and then you go with the chicken soup, and
that's not what they worry. They worry about not the steam really. They worry about the splashing.
Probably. How does it go back up the stem?
No, it doesn't go in against the wall. It's like a hot pot. If milk hits the wall of the pot, the bleed goes through.
What? In some sense, it's like a spigot that comes out with water. Where's the milk going?
The water hits the outside of the.
Outside.
By a crock pot, you could pour the hot water.
It's the plastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's what they're worried about.
It's splashing back.
I don't know.
By a crock pot, you pour
who
the hot
water. Who says strafe?
He said about Werner says it, bro.
I heard guys come out from the shir saying that.
I know, because we had a machlekes a long time ago with my son.
About
yeah.
This specific topic?
Yeah.
That's
cute.
Yeah.
Baby. He doesn't use Werner over here. Yes. Yeah. When you pour the cliche,
he agreed to me that I burn rice. But okay, whatever.
That's just funny. When you pour the cliche into the crock pot, you can do it while it's on the hot plate.
There's a few disagreements we had. But the ovens also, he has a whole chumrah.
Is it machmer in general?
No, just
I have a couple. It's a big bucket. It's a big dog. Big dog. Don't put it in there.
No.
Yeah, it's a big kiss and everything.
Very big.
I just don't have what all the tricks are. I have to remember what you learn. Except a chazar, you got a chazar.
That's what you keep saying.
Yeah, okay.
You need chazar, but if you do chazar, you do these things also. If you don't chazar,
you don't do
Chazar, you're
sure
gonna forget.
Okay.
Then
you said that a million times.
Yeah.
Rebbe, Chazar's
not
playing
that.
I won't be going
to turn for that. Again, when you're pouring the hot water into the crock pot, you can do it on the hot thingy, right? You can do it while it's in the crock pot, in the hot.
Pour it in slowly, yeah.
While it's in the thingy, you don't have to take it off.
Okay, which question you want to go to? Can you heat up wet foods? Okay, here, you hear this? Can you heat up wet foods? So the answer is if it's, I'm saying you mean wet foods means it's liquid there, not as damp.
Sauce? I mean sauce? Poppers, classic. Poppers with sauce.
Yeah.
Meat with gravy.
Meat with sauce, same thing, right? Poppers, sauce,
poppers, sauce. And putting on shabu.
Poppers and sauce, like, meat and sauce.
Separate question, really.
So if it's still warm, if it's still warm enough that we consider it warm or hot, so then there's no issue. Then you just follow the rules we said before about dry foods.
If you want to just stamp it on Shabbos day,
again, follow the rules that we said about dry foods. If it's still warm or hot,
stone cold as a fish.
One second, I'll get to it. One second. If it's still warm or hot, then just follow the rules we set by dry foods.
How would that be, I'm saying?
Again, you want to go through the whole thing? No, returning it, then you need fully cooked.
No, my point is that it must have been on the board overnight. Like how
no, I had a pint of soup, I took it off.
Put it back on.
Now I want to return it. That's it.
You have a full pan of peppers, you only put half.
If it's cold, if it already cooled off, however cooled off, either because it was on and I took it off and I left it off long enough that it cooled off, or because it was in the fridge, but now it's cold. So if it's liquidy, I run into the same issue. A bishul. You don't have tonight no more. It's not fully cooked. Because for me to heat it up, that's bishul. So I cannot put it in a place where it's gonna come to Yatzeled's. I can't put it on the hot plate or on the fire. I can put it next to the hot plate. We'll take away the chill from it, but it's not gonna get hot. That'll be fine. If it's, let's say, congealed. Let's say it's congealed. I took the chicken and I put it into the fridge Friday night, and now the liquid congealed. It's like jellyish, like.
Right.
So now there's two issues. There's two issues. One issue is a discussion that we're talking about Bishul. The second issue is something called Noilat. So now, Menegeya Bishul, we consider it a dry food because it's solid. Even though when I warm it up, it's going to turn into a liquid. You hear the chiddush? Right now it's a solid. We consider it a solid even though it's going to turn into a liquid. But there's a second problem. Noilat. What's Noilat? Noilat is to take something solid and make it into a liquid. So, what's the halacha by Noilat? If it's a litzairech, if there's a real need, then you could do it. So, bottom line is like this. I took my chicken out of the fridge for Shabbos morning, and the liquid over there is congealed. So, the best thing is to take the chicken or the meat out, shake off whatever comes off. What remains on is okay, but shake off whatever comes off. And then I can heat it up on top of the upside down pan by itself.
That's what you could do.
But let's say.
That's for the Evid?
No. I am only a Chatrila person. Let's say there's a Litzairach. Let's say there's a real need. There's someone there who will only eat the chicken with the gravy, and he doesn't eat chunks. Or I'm having a lot of extra guests, and I need more food, and this will be, and they'll eat it better with this. There's a tzairich, so then I'll be able to heat it up with this congealed jelly or a sauce on top of the upside down pan.
Tzairich, do you have the different things?
Yeah, this is the, in a case of the tzairech, then this is the chatchila.
And for a baby.
The Mishmur speaks there on that halach gara.
Okay.
Shmur says that if it's the tzairech, then this is the chatchila to do it.
The tzairech could simply be if a person just doesn't like the rest of the meat. Doesn't
want to say anything. So the tzairech, doesn't say, Bimadayk. Sometimes the shulchanah, you have to be careful. Sometimes it says tzairech gadol.
Okay.
Sometimes it says the tzairech.
How's a warming
tzairech? Tzairech gadol means there has to be a bigger need. The woman Jew is like a hot plate, like a hot plate.
So what has it worked for the second, for the air flow that you want the, how do you do this?
To make upside down pan?
You put it in the hot plate? You put it in the warmer drum?
1 o'clock last
night. I have like a warmer drum and a grate, like in the warmer drum. There's a level between the bottom of the warmer drum and the grate.
GT3 spoiler.
Is the grate part of the
grate? Cover the grate.
Cover the grate with
so forth? Yeah. It's a little difficult, but yeah.
Tons of people have a warming drum in there.
And they use the Shabbos morning.
Yeah.
Well,
they just put in the chicken.
Well,
what happened? And people have warming drums in America. They just take the chicken out of the fridge and they put it in the
warming drum. In hotels, what they do is
cover in silver foil.
Hotels, what they do is.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, actually, in hotels, what they do is they have these warming closets, right?
Right.
So they have the guy put the food in before it goes on, and then it goes on afterwards, and the food's already in there when it went on.
So it's a
grandma. No.
It's like the solar radios. Like you have the timers on, so you put the radio on before the timer charge goes on, and then you take it out after it's turned off already.
Right. So, no. So this idea of what they do really goes back to the times of the Shulchan Aruch, right? So it's what Sitcha did.
On my radio.
What's the
fire?
What's this? Putting into a cold closet.
Smash it off.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. So they're abundant for you. Yids now put up something in a place where fires will come to.
That would be a miracle. Akuma would be a stress. Avi, what
were
you saying about the
warming drum? No, it's for the guy. It's a separation, which is mutter.
Avi, what were you saying about the warming drum?
Yeah.
Why can't a Jew do it?
Why is it turning on a light now?
A Jew, there's a separate issa, Masech debates, a separate issa, that Jews now put food in a place where fire is going to come to.
You take out the fridge, it's congealed juice.
So therefore, for the guy to put it there, there's no issue.
It's like a love
congealed juice. And then the fire went off.
Elevated.
That's a second level.
Let's go back to home.
So what do we do at home?
Okay.
It's on already, right?
It's on the whole Shabbos.
It's on Shabbos mode,
whatever that means.
It's on Shabbos. It's on Shabbos and it has
that
a temperature.
That is Shabbos, but Shabbos mode is
always
on.
It has a knob for the temperature. Shabbos. And not only that, it also has a knob.
Only if not
no,
Shabbos.
But if it's on Shabbos mode.
No.
I don't have Shabbos mode on. It stays on.
I have on that.
Shabbos mode means, I mean, at least supposed to mean that it just stays on the same temperature and it's impossible to raise it higher.
No, so I don't have Shabbos mode. I have a switch and a knob.
No, I don't
for
have
what?
A
switch
and
that for what?
I have one of these Wolf with the,
with the
screens.
You push two buttons and then
the ones,
it's on
Shabbos. Yeah, one of the new ones. Yeah, so it's probably
Shabbos.
I can't imagine they make those not Shabbos.
That usually stands for Shabbos.
Why would anybody that's not Jewish buy this?
The whole thing sounds strange.
Why would anybody that isn't Jewish buy this?
I don't know. That's why I keep it warm.
Most ovens these days have Shabbos mode.
No, I'm talking about the Shabbos mode.
Why would the big company go make a Shabbos mode?
No, why would they make one not Shabbos mode?
Who did the Shabbos?
Jews are wealthy and they spend all
the money. No, you watch them even warm up. It's like a quick oven.
Okay, let's just say. So if it's
the same
temperature.
They Heinemann worked it out with G. They worked it out with G.
First of all,
G
is the forerunner, right?
Of
Shabbos mode.
Yeah.
So if it's on Shabbos mode, you can't change the temperature, then what? You still also need a Selka one?
Then there's room to be Mako.
It's so confusing to put these stupid shots.
You have to check into it.
You gotta press like 17 buttons.
Hey, don't make a mess on your ass. Let me check.
$50 takes $5 minutes. Okay, so let's wait. So what's the drawer? In that case, it's room to be made. It doesn't, you can't change the temperature. No, we're talking about liquid separate discussion.
Oh,
so we're talking about
taking something from the fridge and warming it up.
Shabbos morning, that's how we heat up half from Rory. Put in an apple, cranberry, cocoa,
so
potato.
In your case, where there's no knob, there's room to be mako. But I'm not sure in his case.
Wait, it's not even remotely.
I don't get it. Why is your oven have a Shabbos morning? Drew made it.
What's it? There are like.
I don't know. It's not a Jew. It's Wolf, which is a straight non-Jewish.
Yeah. Well, how do you think we got the Shabbos?
Well, the Nazis.
Obviously, they have some Jews coming.
A lot of make money.
Who else buys Wolf besides the Jews?
Wait a second.
Okay, you know what?
The red knobs?
Wait, what was it? Stop here. We're going to continue.